What's happening, everybody? It's the QBList Podcast. It's Brian and Mario, and it's mock draft time, baby. We're just a mere 2 weeks and some change away from the kickoff of the season. Folks, the days that players were going to get injured before the season starts, it's coming to a close. There's only a few days left. Mario, how are we doing today?
Brian, I am doing well. I am doing maybe as good as Alshon Jeanty himself, Alshon Jeanty managers. I'm just jumping right into it. They had a prayer circle for the guy. It was just a sprained ankle. He's okay. He walked it off later. So I'm doing as good as his ankles.
Yeah, we're going to get into some news here before we get in the mock draft, and that's got to be the biggest one of them all. They say this past weekend is the draft weekend of, it's the biggest one of them all. And I don't know how true that is going to be this year, just because the year's starting a bit later than usual. You know, we're going to be deep into September by the time the season starts, so it's still early for me. Personally, my home league, we don't draft till that Monday. It's Labor Day, the Monday before the season starts. Minimizes the risk. Redrafts, they're kicking off. If you're a part of the QBList community, hop over in that Discord channel. We are doing community leagues. You can hop in. You can play with some of us. You can play with other people in the community. It's great stuff. Make sure you're on the Discord if you're not already. And, of course, you're checking out all those great articles here on QBList.com. Let's dive into the news here. Let's start off with the hot stuff. Well, not really. It's the Watt stuff. It's the Watson. It's going to be the starters as the Browns to continue to do it the hard way. Oh. 4.5 games is what I'm giving him to start consecutive games this year. I don't think he gets out of September.
I think that is very generous. I did see someone point out the way their schedule is. And so credit to them, whoever it was on Twitter. The Browns play, I can't find the Browns schedules. They have two road games to start the season. I think at Jacksonville they open. I forget where they're at week two. Week three, they're back home. So I wouldn't be shocked if week three is kind of like the field test. Like if Watson has figured it out, I don't think the fans will boo. They will boo, but it'll be minimized. If he's still trash on the road those two games, maybe we see the switch week three.
It's going to happen. I almost guarantee that we will see Deshaun Watson for multiple weeks. We'll get Shedeur Sanders for multiple weeks. We'll get Dylan Gabriel for a handful. And then, if we can just luck out and get Taylen Green come in there for the championship week. If he can come in there for the playoffs and just win us some, that would be just all we need.
That would be something. At Jacksonville, at Tampa. So they're doing a little Florida, tour, and then they host Carolina. So all South teams.
Yeah, it's going to be an uphill battle. Cleveland fans, hold on. I think the light at the end of the tunnel, they can post June 1st, cut him in March this year. And I think Deshaun Watson, the saga, will finally end at this point. Texans acquire Kayshon Boutte from the Patriots. This kind of seemed like inevitable. The Texans made a hell of a push into the playoffs this past year. Of course, we had Jaden Higgins go down with the ACL tear, out for the season. And the depth chart gets scarce after that. Of course, everybody's excited for Tank Dell to come back. We hope he can have a resurgence in his career, but he's a little fella. That's kind of why he got tore up in that blocking play anyway. Jalen Knoll, one of the three Iowa State wide receivers they have here. Third-round pick last year. Talent, but I don't know if he's good enough to come out there and be the number two. Hutchinson, of course, we're going to see as well. So much-needed move to happen. Of course, Boutte getting out of the Patriots. They've got a myriad of wide receiver threes. He was just a part of that there behind A.J. Brown.
Exactly that. They got A.J. Brown, obviously, in the offseason, and then they still have Pop Douglas and Romeo Doubs. So there's just too many mouths to feed. We've always been a pro Boutte podcast, so happy he'll have his chance to shine in Houston.
Absolutely. You brought it up at the beginning of the show. Ashton Jeanty, man, the scare heard around the world, just the drama that has ensued from so many. I've got buddies with home leagues already that's happened. We're seeing some of these content leagues that are out there rolling. This is putting people in fear. Now, as of the recording of this podcast, we're looking at Monday the 24th, late in the evening. We still don't have a timetable. The talk is that it's just an ankle injury. It's nothing serious. We'll see him back at some point. But is that 2 to 4 weeks? Is that 4 to 6? 4 to 8? How careful are they with this? This is their franchise back, of course. And, everybody's drooling over the Mike Washington plays out there. So, Mario, how late is too late for Ashton Jeanty to fall right now?
My goodness. I'll say scared money don't make money, right? Like, true. I'm going to say that for your fantasy managers. So, if he starts to fall, So you see him at the end of the second, right? Like, I kind of still love him there. Like, the value is just, the talent's there. But on the flip side, if you are the Raiders, you're not going to be great this year. That's just a fact. You are a very young team at its roots, right? Like, Brock Bowers was three drafts ago, Genty, this most recent draft, your franchise quarterback. They're as young as can be. They're in no rush. They want to really just make sure everyone's okay. So I could see a world they're extra cautious of it. But at the same time, if I'm doing drafts this week, it's the week I kind of start my home leagues. If Genty's there at the end for me, I'm taking him, right? Because, again, scared money don't make money.
Absolutely. That's, oh man, 2-3 turn is where I feel a lot more comfortable with it with right now, just not knowing. But could you imagine starting off Bijan or Gibbs and then getting him as your, you know, third round pick there on the comeback there? That's just
tremendous.
Oh, that's dangerous. Dangerous stuff. Of course, Washington, if Genty is going to be down for 4 to 6+ weeks, they're going to have to add somebody. They're going to have to bring somebody in. There's no way this day three rookie is going to get that much action because all they have behind him is pass catching backs, you know? So something else is going to come in here. He's incredibly fast, athletic, but like what we saw in college wasn't enough for obviously NFL teams to take him early. So I'm not going to go crazy and take Washington too early.
Exactly. That was going to be my main takeaway because like you said, they probably are going to add someone. So you may think you're a genius right now, sniping Washington in the 8th round, thinking you just got a starter, a bell cow. It's going to be a committee. So I'm monitoring the situation, of course, because Genty could miss extended time or they rest him. I don't know, but yeah, he's not going to be a bell cow in the 8th.
Yeah. How much is this news truly? I don't know, but the 49ers traded for Zamir White. Yes, that guy, he is still in the league. CMC actually just came back to practice Sunday after not being at practice since the 8th of this month. A little scary, but we're back to practice. Nobody else behind him is staying healthy. We also had George Kittle come off the PUP list. And Mike Evans is hurt, ? And he's practicing, ? I don't know. Mike Evans is going to be top 15 points per game and probably wide receiver 30 on the year because he's going to miss so much time. It's no risk it, no biscuit.
That's it. I mean, all the things you were saying, it's like, and another 49ers players are, and another one's back from PUP list. It's like, this is just a weekly segment we do. So, but I mean, we've talked about it on the show. We're both very high on Evans, but there is the chance he misses a game or two. I'm fine. Right now. Like I said, I have my drafts this week. I'm taking Evans without fear.
Yeah. The Chargers center that went down last week, we got hope that maybe we could see him back in November. Season ending IR. It's done. It's brutal. Done. They took a center, I believe, in the second or third round this past year, like in this most recent draft. So looks like we're gonna see some stuff from the newbies because this team's already having injuries. With Slater, their left tackle that went out before the season even started, he's having some swelling in his knee. The patellar injury, it's one that it can linger, and 100% isn't always guaranteed to get back to. So if he gets switched to right tackle and we get Joe Alt there at left tackle, the young guy, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I can see that. And it's just devastating. It happened to the Chargers 2 years in a row. Cause you just mentioned Joe Alt missed all of last season with a preseason injury. So Justin Herbert, credit to the Chargers for trying to protect him, but he's just still not protected.
Last thing I've got actually is how do I say this? Let's omit the joke on this news. Rashad Bateman, little domestic violence issue over the weekend there, banging on the car. Little kid was in the car. So I haven't seen anything that's come of this. I don't know if a suspension will hit him, but we're not really drafting, you know, the wide receiver 2 for the Ravens. If anything, it's Jacoby Lane, the rookie out of USC that's getting all the hype right now. I think if anything, this is just a story that hypes that up. And that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, there's not much to say. Bateman was a waiver guy at best. So, you know, sweating that. Something I did think we're talking about, maybe it's because we have different Twitters as the Eagles fan, but Mekhi Lemon and both Devonta Smith, they both had lingering hamstring injuries. They both returned to practice, fully participating on Monday. Said it before, scared money don't make money. So I was never worried about these guys.
I'm still worried about Lemon. He is on that cusp of like wide receiver 40 for me right now, just because of the injury. He's missed a lot of time in camp, and this is vital time that he needs to be learning. So I'm worried it could be a slow start for Lemon. Lemon might actually be a waiver target for us. You know, if he has a slow enough target over the first 3 to 6 weeks, he could be, you know, somebody who gets hit on that drop side once we get to waiver wires, which that's a player I want to target if we see that happen. So fingers crossed.
Definitely.
Mario, any other news before we get into this mock draft?
Malik Nabers is no longer wearing the red non-contact jersey at practice. That's good. Kind of trending positively for another NFC East team. You know, if we see a healthy Giants, they're going to be fun.
Please. Healthy Giants and Matt Nagy, don't you ruin this for us. All righty. Let's get to this mock draft. Let's hop on over to the battle we have. Well, more or less. I say more or less because we, folks, we here at QB List, we are a team. We work hard. We work together. And that's what we're doing today, baby. We are working together in a 10-team mock draft. Mario and I are going to be drafting together from the 7 spot. And, folks, do you play on Sleeper? Do you play on Yahoo? Do you play on ESPN? Well, we're just going to mix the ADPs today. We've got an amalgamation of the three. So there's a handful of players that we can snipe late. Some we need to grab early, but it's going to be a good time. Any particular strategy you're looking at here coming in the 7 spot?
7 spot to me is one of the most interesting because I feel like there are some spots where I think you're kind of locked into running back, right? Or no, you're not locked into anything, of course. But if you're 1 or 2, you're more than likely taking Gibbs Robinson, right? And then the next couple after that, you're like very much taking Chase or Puka or CMC, right? But is it just what I kind of like about this 3 to 7, I guess I'd even say maybe 4 to 7, 4 to 8. You have a choice of a top quality running back or wide receiver. You don't feel bad either way. So it's just one of the more interesting I find to mock out of. So you can kind of see if I go running back first, like how does that affect my strategy versus I take wide receiver first, how does it affect it? So just one of his favorite spots to draft from this particular season.
And I've had so many people ask me too, hey, where do you like this year? You know, do you want one of the first couple spots? Do you want the middle? Do you want like that 3 quarters? Do you want the end? And honestly, it depends when you ask me. If we're being straight up, the amount of changing in the tier, like just the amount of like the tiers are getting chewed up by injuries. So all of a sudden I had 7 players in this tier right here in my running backs. Well, now it's more like 4 to 5, you know, and this wide receiver. Oh, this whole round had so many wide receivers. Like, well, half of them have injuries, so I'm probably going to kick them down a spot or two. So it's crazy. We haven't even kicked off yet, and players are already going down. It's unfortunate, folks. Martin, you ready to get this thing kicked off?
Let's do it. And that quick note, you mentioned it, like where is the favorite spot to draft from. My article should be out now. I mentioned it last week, but just a second plug. I wrote a little fun thing about what's the best spot to draft out of based on the players, their total points this year. So great segue. Go check it out.
Go check it out, folks, and check out this move. We're getting rolling on this mock draft, and wow. Wow.
Right. Brian, you want to talk like what happened in this amalgamation of ADPs?
We might have to switch over to Sleeper.
So for the audio only listeners, Gibbs went 1, of course, Puka 3, Chase 4, Amon-Ra 5, JSN 6. 2, of course, probably was Bijan. It was not Bijan. It was Jonathan Taylor. So here we are at the 1-7, and Bijan's on the board for us. Even CMC's on the board. He's someone I've seen not make it to 7 quite often. So he's a coin flip. But Bijan, what does this app know that we don't know?
I've never seen Bijan fall this far. I want to go in here and correct it. We're going to take him right here.
Yes, we would take him, but I would say this is not a great representation of the average draft. But listen,
it feels like a home league. It feels like a home league with how that works.
This is a Saints league.
Yeah, no kidding. So, yeah, I'm still stunned. Jahmyr Gibbs, Jonathan Taylor, first 2. Puka Chase, Amon-Ra, JSN. We take Bijan at 107 because that's where he falls. James Cook, CMC, Saquon, Devon, Achan, CeeDee Lamb, and Chase Brown just go. We just had 5 of 6 picks go running back. This feels like a home league right there. Down and dirty. So we have a few different directions we can go. Top wide receiver on the board would be Justin Jefferson. Then your running backs, of course, Ashton Gentry will probably go earlier than he should. But Omarion Hampton, Derrick Henry, Ken Walker, AJ Brown. Talk to me, Mario. What are you feeling?
Brian, this has been something I've done a lot of these drafts at the 7, regardless of wide receiver or running back taken in the first pick. I like Derrick Henry here. I think Derrick Henry is a little low in people's ratings across the entire board. And so he's always been there for me at the 2-4 overall pick. And I think he's a little bit like you're obviously not going to get him here, like if you wait, but I don't know. He to me is a great value. I know he's old. I know new head coach, but listen, until those wheels actually fall off of Tractor Cito, I just, the kings stay kings. That's my take. But you talk to me. This is a team.
I like it. I like the call. Now, the hopefulness in me drafts a lot of Omarion Hampton and Ken Walker. I do have Ken Walker now inside my top 6. But like Omarion Hampton, there is so much hype with that. But Derrick Henry, tried and true, and he's going to perform when you need him both. We got Bijan to fall to us at the 107. I still don't understand how that happened. Let's play bully ball. Line it up. Shove it down their throats. We took Derrick Henry there at 204. After that, Justin Jefferson, Omarion Hampton, Drake London, Ashton Jeanty, Ken Walker. First quarterback goes at 210. Josh Allen, Brock Bowers, Trey McBride go back-to-back at 301, 302. Kyren, George Pickens, Malik Nabers, A.J. Brown, and we are on the clock. Top people we're looking at, Nico, Love, Jacobs, Rice, Olave, Hall. What you got?
Brian, this has happened every single... Not every single, but vast majority of the mocks I'm doing at 7 in a 10-man. My 7th overall wide receiver is always still on the board, and I always take him here without second-guessing. And that's Rajee Rice. We saw him miss an extended period of time last year, still had a top finish overall among all wide receiver rankings. Yes, there's some worry about Mahomes, a little shaken up. Rajee Rice to me is a true wide receiver one that deserves to be in the conversation with Jefferson, Lamb, Drake London. I have him above all of those guys.
Wow.
That's my spice take, but please, yikes. Please
folks,
talk.
We have an yikes issue. Is next week, Mario is not going to be on the show. We're going to bring back Nick with me, but we need to have a chat, Mario, because I got Rashi Rice at 18 right now in my rankings.
Wow. Okay.
He has tumbled over the last couple of weeks for me. All right. Can we meet halfway? Do you have Nico Collins as an RB or as a wide receiver one?
I do. I do have Nico Collins also above Justin Jefferson. I'm very worried about what's going to happen in the connection between Kyler and JJ.
Can we meet halfway and go to Nico Collins and who we both have as a wide receiver one?
I like Nico. Wait a second, but the news of Booty going to Houston, does that affect us at all?
I think it's good because then it takes tension away from. Otherwise, they're just locked in, focused in on Nico. We'll have to get into Rashi Rice here in these coming episodes, maybe a little bit more today. But I'm worried the philosophy of this team changes a bit, and I think Rashi Rice is very one-trick pony-esque. So I also said I got Ken Walker up there at 6. So I believe this game is going to go through the running. So after Nico Collins, we got Josh Jacobs. Rashi Rice goes there at 309. Devonta Smith, Chris Olave, Breece Hall, Tet McMillan. We're at 404. Top names on the board. Jeremiah Love, Javonte Williams, Lamar, Cam, Scataboo. We got T. Higgins, Ladd McConkey, Abuka, Zay Flowers.
Man, I got to say, to me, one thing about that's nice about this year is – after Brock Bowers, Trey McBride, and Josh Allen go, I'm only looking at running backs, wide receivers for rounds and rounds and rounds after this. There is no other tight end I like around this point. There's no other quarterback I like around this point. So now that leaves us just the running backs, wide receivers. We already have two running backs, so we could look at the top wide receivers. I think you mentioned T. Higgins, Ladd, Garrett Wilson. Running backs to me is just so thin. this year. I love pounding the rock, and Javonte Williams, we kind of talked about it in our avoids gambles list. One of those lists we do. I really like Javonte Williams. I think the Dallas Cowboys, they're an offense that's going to score a lot of touchdowns, more than enough to share versus just who's around him. Jeremiah Love, how many touchdowns are the Cardinals scoring? The Giants, maybe, but I'm a little worried about Cam Scottaboo doing more backflips. ETN, I'm really a fan of, but I think this is just a little early for him. So I really like Javonte Williams here.
If we were going to go wide receiver, I'd want Zay Flowers. He is a tier above the rest of these guys here. But in this 10-man format, the way we're playing this, I do like entertaining the idea of Javonte Williams there, because this guy is up there with the highest of odds to score double-digit touchdowns this year. So you're saying we're plugging that as our third running back, our flex piece. So now we've got just dominant running backs and a high, high floor. In a 10-team league, you want to – I mean, obviously, in every league, you want to shoot for the highest piece, but – when you're able to tier yourself up that much more with those running backs and then kind of shoot your shot to the wide receivers, I really think that there's something there. Love, Scottaboo, Travis, Ibuka, T. Higgins, Zay Flowers go there in the fourth round. Ladd, Garrett Wilson, Lamar, DeAndre Swift, Bucky Irving, Colston, Loveland go. We definitely dropped a huge tier in the running back. So if we were going to take that shot, mm-hmm. I do like that swing. Here at the board, at least wide receivers, we got Waddle. What is it? Terry McLaurin. We've got Devontae Adams. Waddle would be far and away the pick for me here.
Ooh, I'm okay with Waddle here. I would very happily take Waddle. But to me, we know that I have said it in one of these past episodes. I am a DJ Moore truther. I do think that he's going to be heavily integrated into the Buffalo offense. I think he's a great pick here, but I think that we could also get a little greedy. Waddle will definitely not be here in the sixth round for us. There's a chance DJ Moore is, especially with picks 9 and 10 already having two wide receivers. So I would agree that's secure Waddle.
I'm always down to make a risk. I don't like DJ Moore. He's not even.
Oh my god! We talked about this. Oh my, he's so high for me.
But if we miss him, Adams, JMO's there, Luther Burden, there, Mike Evans. We've got a
Mike some Evans fallback
wide
well.
Receivers. I like the idea. Let's go Jalen Waddle here.
Yep.
Mr. Injury Tent. Terry McLaurin goes. David Montgomery, Drake May, Quinshon Judkins, Joe Burrow. Dang it. Devontae Adams goes. DJ Moore is on the board. If you want to go that direction, I took the Waddle pick. I am more than okay with pulling that trigger on DJ Moore. Tyler Warren is also here. Neither one of us are really big tight end guys early, so that one would kind of be out of character, but I'm not against it.
I love to listen. This is why I said if Waddle would not be here, there's a chance DJ Moore is. And if he wasn't, I'm happy with Devontae Adams here. I think he'll get similar touchdowns as he did last year, but I think he'll miss more time this year, Devontae Adams. But DJ Moore, I am bona fide stoked that I do think he's going to be a legit number one in this offense. I think he's going to be an easy top 18 week in, week out. So I love him here. We have a flex problem with this team.
I like 10 team leagues. I don't like the casual just start up a 10 team league and do it without messing with the settings, because I lose more 10 team leagues because I can't figure out who to flex and I play the wrong player combinations. My home league is a 10 team league, but we have three wide receivers and two flex, and it's a super flex. So we go deep. It feels closer to a 12 plus team league, but it's all about your settings, folks. Know who's in your league, the experience level, but if you're looking to add some more fun, add roster spots, change the scoring up. There's nothing wrong with that. Henderson's the top running back here on the board. We just got a report that this is Ramondre's team. He's in my top 24. He's ahead of Henderson. I don't want to click that button.
I don't want to click either the running backs for New England yet. Those are 8-plus guys for me, and if they're not there, then that's okay. They're not my problem.
Yeah, Henderson's a good. Ooh, I took 3-4 wide receivers early. Let me make sure I get some points, some stability there, because he was good at the back half of the season. Travion Henderson then goes Luther Burden, who doesn't have turf toe but has a toe injury. Jalen Hurts, Tyler Warren, Bashaul Tutin, Mike Evans in round 6. The 701, we got Jadarian Price, JMO, Christian Watson, Tucker Kraft, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, coming off the board at 706, and we are on the board at 707. Talk to me.
This isn't going to be helpful, but I will say that in my mind, the picks I would have liked to seen here, Jalen Hurts or Tucker Kraft. CPU4 really sniped both of those picks. So credit to them, tip my cap. But this is about the part where I would start to looking for those other positions, right? Just start to feel them out. I know you love Jaden Daniels, so we almost got him this late in the draft, which I think he'll normally go higher than the seventh round, Jaden. I see him as someone people will reach for. So we got some options. Sam Laporta is somebody, not really a sexy name, but it's a name. Otherwise,
I've been huge in Sam Laporta this year, except recently the injury bug has hit him a little bit. So now all of a sudden I found JMO inside my top 24. Just that little ding of Sam Laporta. Is he 100% going into week one? I do really like Roma Dunze. He's sitting there. We have Cardinal Tate, Jalen Warren, Kyle Pitts, BTJ, Parker Washington. So like the Jacksonville decision sitting right there.
Jacksonville's right there, which is why they're on my avoid list. Cause it's like we pick one here. The next guy's going to pick the other. And one of those two is going to get 50 points a week. And it's not my guy.
We got Marv, Fannin, Stevenson, DK. It's getting gross here on the, honestly, I really like a Dune.
I like a Dunes, I hear. To me, he is the most stable pick.
I think it's a tier break right here at this.
Agreed. I think it's Roma Dunze and then some question marks. Maybe I'm starting to entertain the tight ends idea between the Fannins, even the Kittles, but it looks like we weren't the only one that shared this thought because Sam Laporta, Kyle Pitts goes immediately after us.
That is unfortunate just looking at it because our roster is filled out. DJ Moore and Roma Dunze are both bench players for us, so strategically, the tight ends taking that shot might have been there. Had Sam Laporta not been hurt, I probably would have pushed for it, but you know.
Tough.
So Harold Fannin is there if you want to go tight end early. Otherwise, we're probably going to be essentially punting the position. I mean, everybody's favorite player, Jonathan Brooks. I need to put some to get like collage together. I've had over a dozen trade offers. I've got Jonathan Brooks in like 3 or 4 dynasty leagues right now. I've had over a dozen trade offers for him and not even just the same person retrying. It's across multiple leagues, multiple players. I'm like, guys, look at his history. Did you not see me trade for him over the last 9 months? Like, no, you are not going to come in here and pay less than what I paid for him 4 months ago. Absolutely not.
Never change fantasy managers. Never change. Yeah,
I think it was Theo Johnson and a third or a fourth round pick for Brooks. I'm like, what do you do? How dumb do you think I am? I know I sound dumb on this podcast from time to time, but I'm not giving him up for that.
That's too funny.
Goodness.
I love it.
What you feel?
I do think a huge question mark situation for the quarterback in Cleveland, but I do think Fannin is the only pass catcher we trust. Next, we have those Washington, Jacksonville wide receivers. One of them's named Washington. And I still think we could, on the running backs, I like Dobbins and Brooks. I think at least one of them would be here at the next round. If you don't think so, you can grab Brooks. We're a Brooks Brothers podcast. Otherwise, I think we get Fannin and, because it's either Fannin or Kittle, and Kittle has the injuries, right? If he's not going to play, we don't know how healthy he'll be.
Let's shoot that shot on Fannin. I don't know how much Deshaun Watson truly loves tight ends, but we don't know if he'll be there long term. We're taking Fannin, grabbing our tight end, Jalen Warren, Parker Washington, BTJ, Chuba, DK Metcalf, and then Rico Dowdle, the 8-10 turnaround to the 9-0-1. We got Tony Pollard, J.K. Dobbins, Jordan Tyson, who he might need to fall a little bit more for me to want that. Like, he could be out like 8 weeks right now. Jonathan Brooks, unfortunately, will go. Travis Kelce, Cortland Sutton, and we are back on the clock.
So we don't have a quarterback. I'm taking a look at the quarterbacks. None of them excite me for this price point.
Right. As far as stackability, it would be Stroud and Bo Nix from the wide receivers that we have so far.
None of those are exciting me.
And that's, I'll say, not that stacking's that important, but just, you know, sometimes that of helps course, me, fun. You know, split the hairs between.
I like that. Like right now, top guy we see, Justin Herbert just lost his center. Trevor Lawrence. I don't know. He like dropped the ball, but then ran it in against the Chiefs on prime time. So come on. Jackson Dart will spend half the game in the blue tent. Matt Stafford could be sneaky. But again, like the next three guys ahead of us all have their quarterback already. In fact, it looks like everybody but team two. That's something I'll also do. And, you know, you'd pay attention to your home league. I have a league or two where there are some trolls that'll take a couple quarterbacks before anyone's taken one. But I'll say, I mean, this league has been crazy, right? Bijan fell to us, but I think they're just, you know, Saints fans and not psychopaths. So
kind of just looking at that flex position. Yeah. Most over half the league will leave with two quarterbacks and two tight ends, or it's a super flex league, but they'll leave with three quarterbacks and two tight ends way sooner than they should. 20 well, seconds. What you feeling?
I like Michael Wilson.
Can I talk? Oh, Chris Godwin's right there too.
Chris Godwin. Listen, oh, you like Chris Godwin?
We'll take Michael. We'll take the shot on Michael Wilson, and I'm gonna fingers cross it that
immediately go, next picks. Next. Immediately next pick.
I hate you. I hate you. Quentin Johnson went too. Oh man, Alec Pierce, George Kittle, R.J. Harvey on the turn. Blake Corum goes as well. Right now, we're filling out just bench spots. You know, we got two bench spots left. We still are looking for a quarterback here. Do we take Herbert? I think the upside for Herbert is. Well, no.
The guys are like, again, this for me, truly, if you don't get Josh Allen, doesn't matter what quarterback you take. They're all awash, which is just how the position works. So we could get Herbert. I think he is the highest upside. But with this, what we're currently drafting on, Jackson Dart has the highest projected points per game, and he is third in this list, right? So it's very interesting to see. So I don't really have that urgency for quarterback yet.
We've got one thing I want to three. Oh, go ahead.
This was just kind of surprising to me because I saw RJ Harvey went at the top of the 10th. So I'm like, perfect. That's our signal to get JK Dobbins, the real starter of Denver. He went nearly a round earlier at 9:02. So as much as I criticize this thing, they know ball. Cause like, I do think he's the more valuable one.
Can I interest you in running back? We've got three really good running backs, studs out the wazoo, but injuries happen. Bye weeks happen, certain situations mold. We've got two starters on the board still. Jordan Mason, Corey Krosky-Merritt. Both, like, these are the starters for their team. They are still on the board. They're still available. Jordan Mason should be a top 10 offense. I love KOC. The Vikings, they got a great defense. They've got amazing pieces all around there. And then, and Bill. You know, who doesn't love that last name? Or who doesn't love that nickname?
I do like Bill. I would prefer the Minnesota running back here. I am just, is it Jordan Mason? Is it Aaron Jones? It's Jordan Mason.
Aaron Jones. I love the guy. No shade here, buddy. But your day is over. It's done. It's done. Mekhi Lemons, Josh Downs, Kyle Manungai, Bill. We got Justin Herbert, Stephon Diggs to finish out round 10. Jaden Reed, Jordan Addison, Michael Pittman, Kenny Gainwell, Rashad White. Oh, Stribling goes. I wasn't sure. I kind of scrolled at ADP and he was down there. So I'm like, I bet we can get away. Bet we can get away with on the comeback. There's tons of quarterbacks here. So we can grab our quarterback as our last pick.
Quarterback's last pick for sure. Right now I'm looking at the running backs because to me this is kind of like I'm looking for the safety nets. So for instance, I see Algier. We kind of talked about how much work is Love really going to get this season. Woody Marks, I'm hearing, is going to get a lot of split with Monty over in Houston. Well, you know, he was kind of like a serviceable backup, but that could be a little bit of a reach. That's probably the only running backs I like, but I do like both of those. Otherwise,
Jonah Coleman, I like quite a bit. He's the rookie there, the third running back in Denver. J.K. Dobbins doesn't finish seasons, and R.J. Harvey clearly didn't impress enough, so... He has been somebody, Jay actually sniped him from me in New York City there in that flex draft that we had. I sit there and murmur his name out loud, took somebody, and then he takes him on the turn as it comes right back to me. I'm like, yeah, Brian, that's probably not the smartest thing to do is to be murmuring players.
I love it.
Yeah. Jay had no problem rubbing it in my face after that. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Well, to spite Jay, we can take him here. I do like him, but like I said, otherwise I'm – Algier is probably high on my pick, just again for the safety net of you know, how much are they gonna use Love, right?
Or do we look at tight end since we're questionable there?
Tight end, it's very funny that Dalton Kincaid has been like the top ADP guy since round 6, it feels like, and he's still here.
You're right. Let's take the shot. Since we have DJ Moore, who probably isn't the top target, let's take Dalton Kincaid.
Oh my God.
Aaron Jones, Matthew Golden, KC Concepcion. We got Jacoby Myers, Wandale Robinson, and Trevor Lawrence round out that turn. We need a quarterback, Mario.
We need a quarterback. So I guess you could go one of two ways, or I guess a couple different ways. I'm going to make a quick case for a few of them. Jackson Dart, I'd say out of this entire list, has the most mobility, but I'd say he's also the most injury prone. Matt Stafford was a top five guy last year, but he plays like a statue. How often do guys like that finish in the top five anymore? Brock Purdy, if healthy, is to me a very good mix of both of those guys. He's more mobile. Amazing. He's more pocket passer. Those are probably the three I'm looking at. So it's like, which scale do you want to go, you know, most mobile, most statue, or that kind of hybrid? Those are the three guys I'm looking at.
And we're also ending it here in the 12th round. Most leagues probably going to 14 to 16 rounds. I would be double dipping. I'd be taking a quarterback at 12 and coming back in that 13, 14, taking a second one. Because on the board, I love Jackson Dart. Bo Nix, huge fan. Jared Goff, Brock Purdy, yeah, Kyler Murray, idea. Baker Mayfield. I'm cool with any of them. I want two of them. I want to go into my season with at least two. But I could, like, literally, we can close my eyes here. And I'm just going to click
doesn't on matter.
Because it does. I'll say Bo Nix just because we have Jalen Waddle as just a tiebreaker. But literally anything can break that tie if you want to throw something out there.
No, Bo Nix wasn't in my final three consideration, but I do think all these guys are the same.
Bo Nix, you want somebody else?
No, Bo Nix is great. Bo Nix is great. I like the stack. That's fun. And again, like truly to me, if you don't get Josh Allen, which that's one bad thing about the spot we picked, is I don't think you can't get Josh Allen. It's like too much of a reach. He never falls to you in the third round. So like if your picks 1, 2, or 3, I think pick second round, third to last pick, I think I reach for Josh Allen there. I think he's that much of a difference maker for the quarterback position.
Yeah, I couldn't see myself taking him in the second. I'd love to see him, you know, if you can get him from that 2, 3, 4 spot back coming on the way back through that third. That's when, like, yeah, you can make some magic happen there, because then at that point, you DJ Moore, you know, if you really like him, you can make that happen. You can line those things up. The Dalton Kincaid as we took. So let's check out our team as it unfolds. Folks, call us cheaters all you want, but the video is there.
That's crazy. That was the craziest start.
You can see it rolled out there, but I got Bijan. We got Bijan at 107. Got to love a good home league. Derrick Henry at 204. And remember, this is a 10-team league as well. So if you're like, wow, guys, that's a juice team. Well, yes, it is. Derrick Henry at pick 2. Nico Collins, Javonte Williams, Jalen Waddle, DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, Harold Fannin, Michael Wilson, Jordan Mason, Dalton Kincaid, Bo Nix. This is a Katy Perry team to me. It's hot. It's cold. It's yes. It's no. I'm in and then I'm out.
Brian's not drafting with me anymore. Brian's like, all right, this was fun, Mario. We should see other people.
The first five picks, I felt we were having a great time. And then DJ Moore shows up and
DJ Moore in the sixth. Again, I've been taking him at this spot most of the time in the five, but I love Waddle there. I think you made a great point. Waddle's there in fifth. He'll never be there in the sixth. So that was a good flex. Rome, we've kind of talked about the Bears wide receivers a lot on this pod. We both are pretty high on Rome, still think he's the guy. And Michael Wilson's just a dog. You need that in the locker room.
Yeah, that's where he's going to stay in the locker room.
Oh.
Just kind of checking out some of these other teams, just looking at different strategies. The person in the four slot, Jamar Chase, Drake London, George Pickens, Travis Achane, DeAndre Swift. That's a, you know, running backs won't win. You know, they will be finishing between RB8 and RB14. But those wide receivers, you've got wide receiver 1, 2, and 3 overall potential there. So
I love that.
Man, for home leagues that go high on running back power, I really do like that team.
I like that team. One I wanted to call out just against the whole running back thing and against my take Josh Allen early thing. But team one went with the kind of bold strategy of like, listen, there are two standout guys at the premium positions, a quarterback and a tight end. I'm going to take them both. So Josh Allen at 2, Brock Bowers at 3. They follow up with 3 straight wide receivers, solid ones at that. Zay Flowers, Ladd McConkey, Mike Evans. We like all 3. But because of that, they're taking their RB2 in the seventh, and that's Jadarian Price. So that's just something that I'm not thrilled about with that kind of approach to the draft.
I'm not typically, but mock drafts are for trying things you don't usually do, and going two onesie positions in the first three picks is bold. But in a 10-team league, you can make it up, because honestly, Zay Flowers, Ladd McConkey, Mike Evans, it's a great trio. It's a, that great, is a great starting trio. Jadarian Price, Rico Dowdle, Tony Pollard. It doesn't look great now. Give a month into the football. You know, wait till Tajay Spears misses time, or Jalen Warren isn't figuring it out, or all the Hulani hype is just out the window. And you got Jahmyr Gibbs. So really, you don't need great numbers at your RB2 position. It's in 10-team. Again, 10-team league, it helps out.
In 10-team,
when you have a 12-team perspective, typically. But it's there's some interesting stuff going on here. So, folks, don't think you are shooed in. Hey, I'm going to take a wide receiver with my first pick, and then I have to take a running back with my second. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't at all. You can take a wide receiver with your second. Take a kicker with your second. Actually, you can't do that. You don't do that. But
Jason Myers,
you're not screwed. When you get to the point where, like, wow, this isn't the player that I want, this is the direction I had, take a deep breath and pivot. Just pivot. You know, quit chasing players, quit chasing positions, and zig when others are zagging. Take the players you like, but, you know, minimize your reaches and don't freak out. Don't tilt. Don't chase points.
Don't chase points.
Because I've played a lot of fantasy football, and I've done a lot of that over the years.
For sure. And, yeah, like you said, just kind of be open to what comes at you. And, yeah, this was fun. There's something magical about the 10 team where you're in, like, the ninth round, and you're like, oh, my gosh, how are these guys on the board?
And that's when it's, like you said, it's like, who are we starting at this point? Look at our bench. You know, who are we going to be subbing in? Because those are the times when you're like, oh, my God, I cannot sit Derrick Henry this week, but he's got a bad matchup, this and this and this. You'd be like, I've got the depth to replace it. And that's the fun of the full tilt.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, we could start. This is a great team, but this is fun. So, like I said, it's mock draft season. I mean, it's pretty soon. It's going to be real draft season. It is for some of us. You know, we'll have a couple drafts starting this week. I have some starting next week. That's it. I mean, it's season.
It's here. It's here, folks. 2 weeks, but not really. Not even. It's going to be here before you know it. So make sure you're in there. You're ready. You're looking for another team. Hit us up. Come find us over on, you know, like we're doing all sorts of fun stuff over there on the QB List Discord, like I talked about there. Make sure you're hitting us up there. It is at Mario Adama Jr., if I am correct. Is that how that works?
Nailed it. Nailed it, Brian. After all these years, you finally earned my handle. You can give me a follow now.
And you've got the waiver wire article, of course, coming this year.
Yes, should be back. So obviously with football starting on the 9th, the first waiver drop should start on that Tuesday, the 15th. You know, no better way to start your Tuesday than by listening to us talk about waivers while reading my words about waivers. That'll be fun. And Tuesday, that week in September should be our first full swing of the recaps, the sit starts. We should be doing the sit start, obviously, for week one. Week one's a little interesting because they have the Wednesday game as well. So we'll hit you up with our schedule for that. Follow our socials at the QB List, I believe, on Twitter, and we'll tell you when we're dropping them.
Yeah, we'll hook you up with all this stuff. It'll be a couple episodes from me and Mario, a couple episodes from Jay and Brett. If you're looking for more of me, it's at @too_much_Brian. But so much fun. Mario will be out next week, so it'll be me and Nick coming with the last little bit of draft news. And, of course, following that, it'll be week one. We'll hit you with some predictions, some crazy stuff, and get right into those start sits. We appreciate y'all listening. We'll see y'all next time.
See y'all next time.